Well, yeah, can I just try to walk silently in the forest around him to get
Yeah,
behind him?
but it's gonna be hard to walk silently in the forest because you might step on a. There's a lot of
All
stuff on
right.
the
Well, I
ground,
guess
leaves and little branches and whatnot.
I guess I'll just go shadows and try to move silently, which this is probably not going to end well.
And you are gonna try to approach him? Is that what you're doing?
It's either that or we could wait for him to go away, but
Okay.
sounds like my comrades want me to try to gank him.
Well, just so
Do
we
we
know, I mean.
do is there any do we see any way that we could like get around him, go far enough around him that he might not notice us, or does he look like he's guarding something?
No, he doesn't look like he's guarding anything. He does
And
not
just
look.
so we're. Go ahead. And just so we're clear on if we ever go to combat, the round is 1 minute long, right?
Combat round, I think, is the 10-second round, I think.
Well, it depends. Okay, I was more maybe because I just want to know if we're 30 or 40 feet away, if the dwarf will be able to reach the thief before the ogre starts like hitting him four times.
Yeah, that's my
What's
concern as well.
your movement rate, dwarf?
It's 60 feet per round.
Yes, you can reach
Yes.
him.
Okay, cool.
If we're going to combat, you'll be able to reach him. No problem.
Okay.
He's about 30 feet away. Thief, how close do you want to get to him?
I want to get close enough that I can. Let's see. I can't backstab with my crossbow, so I guess I got to get up close enough to him to stab him, I guess, with my dagger.
Okay, Thief, why don't you give me a move silently. Are you gonna try to hide in shadows or not?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you try to
That's.
hide? Why don't you try to move silently first, and then hide in the shadows around him?
I rolled a 32, and I need a under 30, so
And that was in
I'm.
the move silently?
Yeah.
Okay.
For hiding shadows.
He steps
Oh
on a
no.
really large branch.
Yeah. Or.
You're sort of like Han Solo when he stepped on that twig in the
Yeah,
Return of the
in the
Jedi.
forest.
Stormtroopers turn around.
And for hiding shadows, I gotta roll above a tw or below a 20. And I got a 71, so.
Nice. Okay, so you're glowing and you're
Like the freaking sun.
you're like a disco ball.
Oy.
Okay, so you approach him and you think you're doing your thing, and then suddenly you step on a twig and the light of the sun catches your face, and this ogre who's biting on a on a rabbit turns around and sees you, drops the rabbit, and grunts at you and says, "Arr!" And he looks like he's about to make his way towards you. What are we go well, I need one of you guys to roll group initiative. It's a D6.
I have a +1 dex modifier, so should I roll it?
We don't if we do group init, we don't apply the dex modifier.
Oh, okay.
It's just a
Well then.
straight D6 roll, highest roll goes first.
Then I haven't
Go
been rolling
ahead.
very well, so I'll let somebody else
Hey,
roll
Mr. Dwarf, go ahead.
it. All right,
The
here we go.
ogre rolled a 2, just so you know.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, so you guys get to act first. And here's how we'll do the combat. Let me. Just so we're all on the same page here. You go first. We're gonna do movement. We're gonna do missile combat. And we're gonna do magic, and then hand-to-hand combat. Okay.
All right.
So you guys beat the ogre's initiative. So if
All
you're gonna
right.
move up to him, dwarf, you could do that now.
Yep, I'm gonna move as fast as I can up to him.
Okay,
Once I
you
noticed he, that the ogre saw him, I sort of went, "Ah, shit," and I started running.
you reach him with no problem. You see once you approach him. Sort of, it all happens sort of at the same time. He drops the rabbit. You approach him. He's staring at the thief, and the thief is glowing like a disco ball because of the light of the sun. So you moved, magic. Chad, are you gonna do anything with, you gonna throw your magic missile or anything at this guy?
No, I'm gonna move in within about 40 feet of the monster to give me a +1 to my sling attack, and I'm gonna sling him.
Okay. So you're gonna do missile combat.
So, but that'll be during missile combat, yeah.
Okay, well, Thief, are you gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna back away to get about 40 feet away from him and be ready to use my bow.
Okay, you take an attack of opportunity. I'm just kidding. All right.
No.
Okay, so remember, you guys were about 30 feet away from him. So
yeah, so I well, how close did I get before he caught me?
You were fairly close. You were about 10 feet from him.
Yeah, so I put another 20 or 30 feet between us.
Okay, so you're moving back.
The dwarf, so we're about the same level.
Yeah, you two are about the same rate away from him, and the dwarf is actually within melee distance of the guy.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you guys are going to do missile combat, let's get those rolls. He has an armor class of 5.
All right. So I miss. I rolled. I would hit an armor class of 8.
I rolled a 2, so I would not hit any armor class. I'd hit an armor class of like 15.
So we just killed a tree.
Okay. So both of you miss. And you have his attention now because of those things you threw his way.
Of course.
And dwarf.
Okay, well, I am going to swing my mighty battle axe and try to lop his arm off. And I roll a natural 1.
Yikes.
Yes.
Very nice.
We're off to a great start here, gentlemen.
You're off to a fantastic beginning here.
This is why Newbie said it was okay to run, because he knew we were going to die real quick, so yeah. He was going to get to go to bed on time.
The ogre is not too happy about having his meal interrupted and being attacked with slings and whatnot. So he's not holding any weapons.
That's how we say hello with humanoid races.
Yeah, well, he doesn't speak that language. He speaks the language of pain, which is what he's going to throw in the dwarf right now.
All right.
So he rolls his attack roll, and he rolls a 7. And he has...
a 3.
Hold on. His... Give me a second here. He hits an armor class of... What's your armor class, dwarf? Sam?
Yeah?
What's your armor class?
It's 3.
It's 3?
Yep, full plate, baby.
Okay, so he misses you. Actually, he hits you, but his hand hits the plate at such an angle that it actually hurts him. So, I mean, it's not like he missed. He didn't swing and miss. He swung and hit, but your armor is too tough for him, and it's one of those things where his hand bounces off the armor, ping, and he's in pain. So he kind of didn't think that. But yeah, he missed.
He's kind of sorry he swung on you.
Yes, he is.
So it's your turn again with the missile combat, guys. Unless anyone's gonna move.
Don't we reroll initiative every turn?
Do we?
Come on, sorry, we might not, but just let me look at the combat sequence again.
Yes, you are right.
We do roll. Each side rolls for initiative.
Yes, we roll again. You're right. So the ogre rolls a 2 again.
You want me to roll again?
Yeah, sure. we'll just let you do it so we don't have to decide. All
right. 5.
Okay.
Awesome.
So you get to go first. And whoever's moving...
Can I try to climb a tree to get a, you know, so I can shoot from up there away from the ogre?
Yes.
Sweet. I've got like an 89% on climb walls. Will that translate to climbing trees?
That will certainly translate to climbing trees.
I rolled an 86. Man, I almost didn't make it. So I clumsily climb up a tree, just about falling 2 or 3 times.
It's almost like the tree is covered with grease. Yeah. Yet you managed to make it all the way to the top.
Of course, it's a grease tree.
It's a greasy tree.
Oh, we're in a grease tree forest. How could I have not seen that?
Well, it has a lot of wet sap. That's the problem. But you make it to the top.
All right.
Sam, Chatty, you gonna do anything from back there?
Yeah, I'm shooting an adder sling.
But before you do that, dwarf, are you gonna move?
No, I'm staying still.
No, I'm not moving.
You're not moving? Okay.
I'm standing there defending my comrades.
Okay, missile combat.
All right. So I'll shoot a slingshot. And I would hit a magnificent armor class of 6.
He's got an armor class of 5. You barely...
I know.
Almost. So
I am going to take a shot at him with my crossbow. And I rolled a 14 plus 1 for my dex, so that will be 15. And that would hit an armor class of 4.
You hit him?
Yep.
Roll your damage.
1. 1 whole damage.
This game sucks!
What did you hit him with? You threw a what? A crossbow?
Crossbow. Yeah,
he pulls a wishful it, thought.
He pulls it off his shoulder, throws it on the ground, and snarls at you up in that tree.
And I yell back to him, can I have that back when you're done with it? I didn't bring a lot.
Okay, dwarf.
All right, I am going to hopefully not whiff this one. And I roll an 18 plus my plus 1 bonus for my strength, and that would be a 19, which definitely hits him.
Yes.
So let's do some damage here.
You go, dwarf!
A 7.
I have 7 damage?
Almost critted the damage. Well, are we using variable weapon damage? If so, a battle axe is 1d8. If not, everything just does 1d6. It's sort of up to you.
No, let's do variable weapon. Anything that benefits you guys, you're going to need.
Okay. Yeah. So I rolled a 7.
Can I use D&D 4E hit points?
But I get a plus 1 for my strength for the damage as well, so that's actually 8 damage.
Okay, good. That put the hurt on.
As he pulled out the crossbow bolts and he sort of broke it and threw it on the ground, I said, oh yeah, and I swung my axe and I tried to cut his arm off and I took a big gash out of his forearm.
Yeah, and then he felt it too. He takes a stumble back and he almost falls, but he holds himself together and stays up, but he's kind of dizzy. And he's looking around a little confused now at this point. You hit him pretty hard. He didn't like that. And he sort of
rang his bell.
Yeah, you rang his bell, and he's sort of going to swing, you know, kind of crazily now at you. He's just going to swing and hope to hit something. Because he's a little dazzled. And he rolls a 19.
Ouch.
Which you have in our... I'm going to assume the 19 hits. I'm not even going to try to bother with the Thaco with that.
Yeah, it hits.
And you are going to take 5 points of damage.
Oh. All right.
And let's go back into initiative.
All right. Not as lucky this time. I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 4, so now it's my...
Ouch.
So he's going to capitalize on that and try to hit you again, dwarf.
One of the stupid rules of basic D&D. I mean, letting a monster attack twice or PCs attack twice, it's so swingy.
You see, you see he clenches his fist and he's going to try to actually hit you on the head with his fist. Like if he were hammering something.
Uh-oh.
He rolls a 16. And your armor class is what again?
It's 3. That hits.
Hold on, it might not. Hold on.
Wizard, we need to start pulling our weight.
That hits. I'm going to send a magic missile.
That does hit, Sam. He clobbers you like if he were nailing a hammer.
He's pounding our dwarf into the ground.
Ouch. You just took 10 points of damage.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Down to 2 guys.
Oh.
Yeah. I only started with 17.
That's twice as much as I've got.
This could be a short adventuring day, gentlemen.
give me a second. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
What were your characters' names again?
Lagos.
Lagos?
My name.
Lagos.
Alright. And Sam?
Gar Strongstone.
Nice.
A little traditional dwarven name there.
Yeah, a little alliteration.
Alright, I will say this. I did forget to do something at the beginning. You guys were supposed to get two bottles of healing, two potions of healing when you got on the boat. The old man didn't actually think you'd go through with it. So you actually do have two potions of healing that I neglected to tell you about.
All right.
Just, I'm not really pulling that out of my ass. That really was supposed to happen. I just forgot to tell
you. Yeah, but we forgot to take him. We sold him.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. That's your problem.
So that's two potions of healing for the whole group.
Yes, cool. Two. Yes, that's what you have.
All right, so the dwarf's got one.
Okay, so now it's your turn.
Well, I'm not moving.
Dwarf, you're going to stay in place or you're going to move out of the way?
Stay there.
Yeah, I'm not going to run away, that's for sure. I'm going to stay there.
Okay. You guys are going to do any missile attacks from up there?
Yeah, I'm going to fire another crossbow bolt.
You up on the tree.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay. So let's do the crossbow first.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, 19.
That hits.
That's
got to hit.
5 damage.
Ouch.
Yeah, take that.
You actually, the crossbow bolt actually gets him in the eye. You hit his right eye. And it's sort of sticking in there. It's coming out of his head, and he's in pain right now. He's, you know, holding his head, trying to pull that thing out, and he stuck it in there so hard.
Yeah, let's see you pull that one out.
Which is actually very interesting that ogres don't die if you throw arrows in their brains.
He's hurting.
They don't use them that much. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
This ogre is regretting the day he stepped out on this part of the hill to get a damn rabbit.
All right.
We'll teach you to eat.
So, Phil, you gonna do some magic at this guy?
I pull my wizard's robe sleeves.
Okay.
And I'm gonna show you how it works. I crack my fingers, and I start the Hocus Pocus, and I summon a dart of force, and I aim for the other eye. So magic missile. That's a D6 plus 1 damage. I rolled a 4, so that's 5 points of damage.
Oh, wait, does Magic Missile just automatically hit?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's the old one.
Yes, it automatically hits. And you did how many points of damage?
5.
5? You hit him in the left eye, but it doesn't, it's not a real visible, it's not a visible thing. Did you see him? And he's sort of, now he's got both hands over his head, and he just topples over, and lands in front of the dwarf. It just arms out. He's completely dead.
That's how it's done. Old school.
The ground shakes as the ogre just collapses in front of the dwarf. He almost takes you down with him, dwarf, but you were able to scuttle out of the way.
Spit on him.
All right. I look at the body.
No, nothing there.
Yeah, ogres don't tend to carry a lot with them.
He doesn't even have a pouch.
Can we sell the rabbit?
Maybe.
Now, maybe we can cook it.
The ogre? That's like a family recipe, man. It's barbecued ogre.
So, dwarf. Dwarf, how you feeling there? You look a little shaky.
I need me some ale. And some bandages. What happened to those drinks? What happened to those drinks that old man gave us?
I think the wizard's got them.
Oh yeah, I got one of them. The dwarf's got the other one.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, it's in my own bag? Huh.
Yeah.
He really did hit you hard.
Take my bag, my backpack off of my back and start rustling through it to try to find it. And then take the healing potion. Which I think is 1d6.
That was perfect timing. Your echo kicked in there, right? You said take the healing potion. It was great.
Okay, so you guys are actually at the crossroads there where you could either go west or south. That's where you fought the ogre. I'm going to assume you're going to rest a little bit here, drink the potion.
Yeah, short rest, sure.
Yep. That only gave me 5 hit points back.
You want to take the second one?
No, let's save it.
And hope that nothing we face can do more than 6 damage.
Now, how does this shit work? So you rest 24 hours and you get 1 hit point back? Is that how it...
I don't... Just let me check.
That's awesome. 1 full day of rest. You don't do anything. You don't even go to the bathroom. You gain back 1 hit point.
Oh.
That's fun.
So it's a short gaming week, not just day.
Yeah, it's a 15-minute work week.
Woof.
Wow.
No, wait, it depends on... For each full day of completed rest, a character of our monster will recover 1d3 hit points. But it depends on the rules that you're using. I'm using Labyrinth Lord, which is a retro clone of Red Book.
No, I think Rule Cyclopedia gives you 1 hit point per day of rest.
God.
Let me see. Which makes zero sense.
So, Dwarf, how many hit points do you have total? You had 15, you said?
I had 17, so with the 5, I have 7. Here's what Red Book says about healing wounds. It says, wounds may be cured in 2 ways, by resting or by magic. To cure wounds by resting, the wounded creature must relax in a safe place and may do nothing but rest. Each full day of complete rest will restore 1 to 3 hit points. If a day's rest is interrupted for any reason, no healing will take place. Wounds may also be healed by certain clerical spells and some magic items.
Go. 1d3 hit points, okay.
Yeah, so it says roll 1d6, and 1 to 2 is a 1, 3, yeah. 4 is a 2, and 5, 6 is a 3. Yep. I think that's same as Labyrinth Lord, right?
Yeah. So, the way we should do it is not spend all those potions. I mean, timing is not an issue in our explorations. Yeah. So, yeah. What I propose that we do is we go back to the river, we rest in the clearing, because we can take another encounter. So we rest in the clearing, and the next morning we take the ferry back, and we finish your resting up.
Okay.
And we come back and see if we can do it again.
Yeah, and I think we should hire the guy as an hireling for 1 gold piece a day, or something like that.
The fisherman?
He seemed sufficiently not intelligent, so you could probably convince him that he's getting the best deal in the world if we pay him a gold piece a day to not do anything but wait around for us.
Yeah, let's do it. Good plan.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? You guys are going to go back the way you came?
Yeah. And we need to set camp, so by the time we're done, it'll be about 6 o'clock, so probably close to nightfall. And we'll wait. We basically need to survive the night.
Okay, remember.
That's kind of scary. We need to survive the night so that we can take the ferry back.
Remember, we're talking about 10 minutes per square. So just do the math there. And
that's it took us...
It took us about an hour and a half to get to where we are right now.
Yes.
Right? So it'll make another hour and a half. So we start at 4. So we'll be back by, 6:37-ish.
Okay, you make your way back after an hour and a half.
We do? Cool.
All right.
All right, so we set up camp.
It takes about a little over 2 hours, really. I'm going to do this right. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. About an hour. Over 2 hours.
All right.
You want to get technical, but that's fine. To make it back to the clearing where you first arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it's already nightfall.
Yeah.
So how long does it take us to set up camp?
Well, do you have any camping equipment?
I don't. I have a backpack to sleep on. I'm not strong enough to...
I didn't see camping equipment in the equipment list, so I didn't buy any. I just have torches and food.
There was a blanket.
I have flint and steel and some torches to start a fire and stuff, but nothing more than that.
Okay, well, it looks like you're going to be sleeping on your backpacks then.
I can cast a sleep spell for us to sleep.
Is anyone going to keep watch, or are you just going to sleep, all three of you sleep at the same time, or how are we going to do it?
Well, we're going to split. I mean, he's going to be back at sunrise, so let's assume he's there at 6. So that's about, what, 6 hours from now, or I don't know, it's about 8 hours from now? So let's split the three-way check. Then let's have the dwarf sleep in armor. You'll sleep correctly tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Oh, and here's the healing potion if you need it.
Okay, I take that second one. I mean, I don't consume it, I just put it in my bag.
Alright. So I'll take first watch.
Okay.
The thief can take second watch and, you know, murder us all in our sleep. And then...
Definitely gonna try to pick your pockets at least.
And yeah, I was just gonna say, I think he already knows what's in our pockets, so it's not really that scary.
He's probably he's probably seen what's in your pockets and put it back in.
Well, don't take it personally, but if I catch you picking my pockets, I'm gonna cast web in your face, in your mouth, in your nose.
Okay, so the night.
All right, so I'm just stealing from the dwarf.
The night goes by uneventfully.
Oh, man.
And
you need J.J. Abrams to write your adventure.
I know. And dawn breaks, and the chirping of birds, and the sun glistening off the river wakes you up.
We made it!
And it's a whole new day.
All right.
And,
now the question is, does the ferryman come? The fisherman come?
The real question is, do we give him his money when he dropped us off?
Sure. Sure, we paid him.
Yes, if you paid him, he's there.
Yeah, we did.
Morning. I saw Thanks. You got. I see you got very far.
Well, we explored it. It's like it's our initial foray. We're setting up camp and we're like doing plans, but we forgot some supplies.
Right.
Yeah, this was our short visit. You know, we're not
right.
We're just short trips.
Oh, okay.
And then the dwarf gets up, and he's got blood caked on his face and in his hair and in his beard, and he walks over to the water to start rinsing his face off.
What happened to him? Got bit by a bear?
He was dwarfed.
Nice.
Well, hop on, little fella. Let's go back to town.
Yeah, I know someone who's going to take good care of your wounds, man.
We'll get old Helga to patch you up.
She's just been waiting for you to come back.
Oh, my poor dwarf.
Right. Hey, we made it alive. I'm actually impressed. So I guess we just need to rest the rest of the time until the dwarf gets okay. And we're going to spend our unearned reward of nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we killed one ogre. There's probably like 5,000 more.
We're working in the red here, guys. We paid money to buy that guy beer and to get there and back. So.
Yeah, but we got two healing potions. They're priceless.
So I rolled my D6s for the healing per day. So if I rest for 4 days with no strenuous activity, which makes Helga very sad, but still, I can heal up fully. So 4 days is what we get.
So you guys are going to spend
days.
The 4 days healing?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And then we'll get back on the road.
Okay.
Somewhere out there, there's an ogre's family looking for us.
During those 4 days, you hear a lot of talk about yet another group who went out to the hill and couldn't hack it and came back, you know, early.
Is this talk coming? Is it the old man saying it, or is it people around town?
It's, well, not really around town, but it's sort of the same bunch of people in the tavern.
Well, but that's because they missed my show where I was sitting on top of the table, you know, regaling everyone with our tales of us versus the gigantic ogre that was so tall that it was casting a shadow on the whole hill.
Oh, tell us about this ogre. Yeah, look, listen, everybody. They fought an ogre. You hear that everybody starts laughing. Tell us about this beast. Tell us.
So it wasn't just one ogre.
I showed him the dents on the dwarf's armor. Where he was using like tree trunks the size of sequoia trees. And it was like ramming him really hard. And the dwarf stood his ground, right?
You sure the dwarf didn't fall off a cliff?
Well, I haven't seen any of you villagers cross the river anytime in the last, you know, few days or hours. So, I mean, whatever. Think what you will. But we might not spend our unearned rewards in your town once we're done pillaging this old hill of all its lost treasures.
That made Helga over at the bar raise an eyebrow and laugh under her breath. And the crowd sort of...
You mean raised her eyebrow, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
What?
And the crowd sort of... Any mention of you not spending any money in town and helping out the town sort of gets people to quiet down and mind their business.
Oh, that's right.
The dwarf's gonna look for the old man and sit down and talk to him about the ogre.
Okay. He's always there. He's a regular.
Okay, the dwarf just tells him basically the facts about the battle. Hopefully in an effort to get him to give us some more healing potions. But he doesn't ask outright.
Well, yeah, I talked to him too. Old man, where did you come across these healing potions? And you know, I noticed you don't exactly have steady work or employment.
You mind your business, little boy. I'll mind mine. Where did you come across your crossbow? It's not polite to ask those things. Now, do you enjoy using my healing potions?
Very much so.
Did they help you out?
Yes, they did.
Well, then stop asking where they came from. And just be grateful that they came from somewhere.
You do not ask about Le Secret Inglilin.
You like the juice? The juice is good, no?
You like the juice?
Like the juice? The juice is good.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh? All right.
4 days go by. And you rest and you... How do you want to do this, Sam? Did you roll for your hit points already?
Yeah, I rolled. I had to roll 4 times to get up to recover the whole thing, so...
So you're at full?
Yep. I'm at full.
Okay. The old man will tell a tale of his exploits when he was young. And apparently he claims he was an adventurer. And he claims he found tons of treasure and relics and weapons and magic when he was young. And he had an adventuring company and all sorts of tall tales. Some may be true, most probably aren't. But he is able to produce 4 more potions of healing on the day you are to depart back up on the river.
Very generous of you, old man.
All right, so I've got this standard operating procedures guy. It's going to be really simple. It's listen to senile old man, get potion.
Yeah. He tells you though that he is not a he doesn't have an unlimited supply of these things, so use them wisely. And I expect you to respect the fact that I'm giving you these and go finish what you started up on that hill. Find what you're looking for, he says. Very cryptic.
All right, I think that's a don't come back this time until you've got something kind of a statement.
I think you brew these things yourself, old man, but I do appreciate it.
He doesn't answer.
And I tap my mug to his, and I take a big drink of my ale.
Well, I say, let us be on our way and try this again. The tales of our fame are definitely not growing while we're sitting in this bar.
Okay, so You go up the river, you land in the clearing, you take the trail again, and you're going to head south on the fork. You by the way, we left town at 9 in the morning on the fork.
What time?
Actually, guys, it's getting close to midnight around here, and I have to work tomorrow morning. So unless you want to go without the wizard, which I don't mind, I'd probably stop here.